You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I got over here very early, and there is something magical about being the only person in this building, period.
You can do whatever you want. You can run up and down the halls.
I took all of my clothes off.
Yeah.
And I just strolled the halls.
Spun around in people's chairs.
Yeah, I did all of that. And then I remembered, oh, we do have like security cameras in here.
Yeah.
So I quickly got dressed again.
Yeah. Well,
and now here I am. Tell me about your escapades with your son. You went shopping or something?
Yeah, we did. You know, the kids got a bunch of gift cards for Christmas, and one of the biggies, my son got a Hobby Lobby gift card.
Hobby Lobby?
I'll tell you, the kid is into crafts and creating and sewing. He's really into sewing and origami, and he's just into all sorts of stuff. And right now, he's looking for one of those 3D pens. It's like a 3D pinner printer, but it comes out of a pen, so you can actually create things with the pen and draw them three-dimensionally.
I'm not hip to this.
Look it up. It's actually quite cool.
How much is that? How much would that gift card?
Unfortunately, Hobby Lobby didn't carry the 3D pen last night. So, yeah, that might be something we have to order online, which was part of the problem last night. He went in wanting to spend his money. It was $50 on the 3D pen, and they didn't have it. So then it kind of went into full-on, like, what am I going to buy mode? And we went up and down the aisles, and you could tell he was, like, searching for something just to spend money on. And I had to tell him, I was like, bud, you know, if there's nothing you don't want here, it's okay. The money's still on the gift card. You can hold on to it. You can come back at a future time if you got your eye on something else. And it was, oh, no, no, I've got to get something while we're here. And I just was like, okay, I've gave you my pep talk. Now do whatever you want, I guess. But we are starting to get into that phase where,
well, wait a minute.
What?
So what did he get?
A drone.
Well, that's cool.
It was
at least
pretty cool, actually, what he got. But it's like the third or fourth drone he's had, because he keeps wrecking them and they're fragile and they break. So I was like, are you sure you want another one of these?
How much was the drone?
It was $45.
Perfect.
I know. So it was like, okay, but again, do you want one of these? You've already broken three of them. You don't have to get another one. Anyway, he got his drone. But, you know, the kid's 11 years old, and we are starting to struggle with when he gets money, he feels the need to spend it.
Yeah.
He doesn't quite comprehend yet that you got to save a little bit of it.
He never will. I do believe that even as kids, people are wired a certain way, and I would put money on the fact that when Lila gets to his age, she will be different. Because kids are always different in all, like, in every possible way, siblings. And I've seen this where there's families with two kids, and one of them, the kid spends every penny they get, and the other one is a hoarder and is afraid to give away their money, and they will hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bet Lila ends up being the one who saves her money while Reed is wired to spend.
She very well could be. I kind of see those attributes right now with her. And I mean, each kid, you know, they'll get cash and stuff for their birthdays or if they do some chores. So they have an envelope with cash in it at the house. But they also have a savings account. So, you know, we try as much as we can to get him to save money. But Reed is insistent that this money in the envelope, which he's got like $300 sitting there,
dang,
will never leave his hands. It will never go to his savings. It's there for the spending. And to kind of, you know, convey to him that once it's in that savings account, it's still yours, dude. Like, we can go on. We'll look at the balance. It's still yours. But, you know, because it's not there, he doesn't quite get that it is still his for future. It is here now for the Pokemon taking. Give me some Pokemon cards.
Right.
But I think we're going to sometimes sit down and lay that money out and do the whole thing like a real world scenario where here's the 20% you should be saving. If this is real life, this much would be going to electricity, this much would be going to food, like, and just kind of do a visual representation of where all this goes in the real world in a few years.
Yeah.
You're going to want a car soon. This much is for insurance. It won't be here.
Yeah, my stepdaughter, I started living with her when she was 16, and so I was right at prime age of trying to have all of these talks, and even now she's 20. And the lessons never stop, really, yeah. because she has that spend gene,
mm-hmm.
and her sister hoards every penny.
Yeah.
So it's like that in almost all families. So yeah, it seems to happen all the time. And my stepdaughter lives with me, though. Man, she just wants to spend everything. Yeah. And so she finally got a credit card a while back. And that was a big lesson, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. I bet.
And she just, the things we preached to her was, you pay it off every single month. Do not carry a balance. Do not carry a balance. That's do not right. carry a balance. Pay
yeah.
it off every month.
If you can do it, yeah. Don't
but
do
she
it.
Had like 2 months go by where she couldn't pay it all. And so she started getting that panic. And she just paid it off last month.
Oh, good.
So, but it's like it never stops, Jer. And I feel like with Reed, it's going to be the same way.
I'm going to keep harping on him. I'm going to keep pushing him. I'm going to keep telling him the value of saving. There was one Saturday morning, I was down on the couch early before everybody got up, and I was reading on the couch. And he came down early, and he brought the iPad down, and he was doing something on it. And I was like, no, we're not looking at Pokemon videos on YouTube. Let me show you something really cool. And I pulled up a compound interest calculator.
Oh, my God. All right.
Nerd alert.